Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. We're back for another season. This is the amazing season number 4. There should be some claps. No one clapped. Don't worry about it. Back with the boys. We're down one. Coach Terry got married last weekend, and he is on an island with his beautiful wife, April, enjoying their honeymoon. But I got Steve Miles here, and I got my guy, Stanley Allen. Steve, what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Just ready, you know, get back. Let's get some more consistency, man.
I hear you. What's been going on with you, though?
Man, nothing. Just coaching basketball and trying to be a good father right now. we have some, you know, summer break is happening, so the boys around a lot more for real, without anything to do. So we trying to find some camps, something for him to do until football gets started in July. Sorry.
I saw he's playing football right now. He's playing, what, flag football?
He played flag football. It gets real starting July 20th.
He's going with helmets?
Helmets, pads, all that. I just got him all his pads that he needs.
Does he know that they're going to hit him?
Yeah, he's preparing himself. He's a little nervous, but he's preparing himself.
All it takes is that first time for him to get rocked.
But then
you walk away.
No, you walk away.
No. He's not walking away. We are invested. I've invested a couple hundred dollars in this.
But Phelan's talking about his own experiences. Yeah.
No. I did the same thing. But he's gonna stick through. I think he might be a lot tougher than me, without me really seeing it. I think he got it inside of.
That's beautiful. Well, I have to get out there and see my godson get after. What position does he play?
Right now, he's a corner and a wide receiver. So
can he catch?
He can catch. Now it's just a matter of can he catch the people around him and knowing that he's going to get hit.
That's going to be rough. Yeah. Stanley, what's been going on, man? Say hey to the people. It's been a minute. It's been almost a month and a half.
Hey, people.
What you been up to?
Life. You know, went back to work for a little bit. First time working in about 16 months. We filmed a little segment for PBS. So it should be airing soon. Orchestra and Wicked. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's one of the Broadway plays.
Wicked? I don't think I've seen Wicked.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
We're not very cultured, son.
Yeah.
I went out in Baltimore and saw it. It's a really great play.
You went to Baltimore to see a play? No, yeah. Nothing against Baltimore, because I love Baltimore.
It was the size of the play, I guess. It had played at the Kennedy Center once.
Okay.
And, you know, that was the only place, I think, big enough to hold it around here. So they took it to Baltimore, and I saw it there. But it was pretty good. But yeah, I'm back at work a little bit, off again till like August. So just coaching, got my little AAU team, shown a lot of progress over the last few months. We had our first game, summer league game last week. I think we won 79-25.
And shout out your organization,
DNA, DNA Elite. We'll be having camps all summer. We're gonna start one at Evangel Christian real soon. End of July, and then another session beginning of August.
And you got big news about that. Can you share that yet, or is that something that's not public information yet?
As far as the coaching staff?
Well, Jesus, you just shared it.
My guy runs DNA Elite. He'll be the next head coach at Evangel Christian.
And?
And I will be assisting. That's and helping
news.
Him out.
Yeah, that's big news. And Steve, what organization are you partnered with?
I'm a coach with DC Premier. We're headed out of town here next week to go to the UA Under Armour Association circuit tournament beginning this Thursday. So
that's exciting stuff. That's exciting stuff. And like I said, Coach Terry is in Cancun or Puerto Rico. I'm not exactly sure. I just get the Snapchats of him in the pool. With adult beverages, so he's enjoying himself. So congratulations to him. Stanley and I attended the wedding. The fourth member of Thickest Threes did not attend the wedding. I'm not exactly sure. There was some controversy behind why he wasn't there.
It's okay. I sent him pictures, too.
We went back and forth all night. And we're not going to talk about it. You want to talk about it, or you just want to? Well, let's just push through. Let's jump right in because we haven't been here in a while. So the first topic up the discussion is Sha'Carri or Sha'Carri Richardson. She is a track star in the 100 meters. She was set to be the golden child of the Tokyo Olympics. She was also set to make a lot of money, which I've heard people say it's not about the money, but cool. For me, it would have been about the money.
Always about the money.
Okay. Well, she was suspended for, I believe, 30 days, which is going to take her outside the window for her to compete in her individual competition. And she was suspended because she tested positive for marijuana. She says she smoked a little bit of weed because she was upset over finding out that her mother had passed away. So, the question is, well, there's a lot of questions, but let's just talk about how you guys feel about it. Is Stanley, I will start with you. Should she have been suspended? I think that's an easy question. How do you feel about the choice that she decided to make? And how do you see her future? Obviously, we can't, you know, we don't know her future, but she was on the Today Show. She apologized. Just tell me, how are you feeling about the whole thing? What's your opinion? Go.
My opinion is that she should have been suspended. And not because I believe that weed, the devil's lettuce, whatever you want to call it.
The devil's lettuce.
That's what they call it. That's what they call it. Okay. You ain't know?
I do not know that. Yeah, I don't participate in this, but yeah. The devil's lettuce, I like it.
Yeah, but everybody knows it's not a performance-enhancing drug. I don't think it should be on the list. I don't think it should be on the list in any sport. Basketball, football, track, whatever. I know they're loosening the laws in a lot of American sports. I know they've never tested for it in baseball. You never hear anything about it because they don't test it. They're changing the rules in the NBA and the NFL. And they need to change the rules in track. But the bottom line is the rules were in place and she broke the rules. I think that somebody should be able to put it down if they smoke marijuana, regardless if it's legal or not. If it's in the rules, in the bylaws, and you're trying to reach a certain level, you know all these things are placed in front of you to make it. So I'm compassionate in the sense of I know that it's not something that helped her win the 100 meter, but in the same right, rules is rules.
Let me ask you this tough question. This is going to be a controversial question. Steve, I'm going to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Steve, Stanley, you can jump in on this. Is she to blame or is her team, the people behind her, to blame? Because I blame everyone else around her, not her.
You got to give her some of the blame.
It's tough.
I give her all the blame.
She inhaled. She inhaled.
She absolutely inhaled. But there has to... She's an Olympic. She is the Olympic athlete. She was going to be the darling of the Olympics, which means she has a crew of people that follow her every step. They her meals, so she doesn't get some swine with some steroids in it or whatever the case
may
be.
Did she know she was about to be that girl before the trials?
And that's the she thing. Knew it the 2 weeks
spoke
beforehand.
Before the trial.
That's the thing. I don't like honestly like.
All right,
I'm all about accountability. I think, like she said, I give her credit in all her interviews. She's accepted it. She knew the rules, she said, and she said that, you know, she made a decision. So it's on her, but she has to be accountable for her actions. So if it's in the rules, then you have to follow and go by the rules. I think that, like you said, yes, her team should be telling her, hey, let's not do this. Let's have an eye on her, make sure, you know, they're watching her, making sure everything that she does is making her performance better and making her, you know, who she is. But at the end of the day, with a lot of our, I guess, inner city athletes, I don't think they understand the magnitude of the stage that they're on. Like, I think for her running track, she was just really good at it. She was just having a good time, and then all of a sudden she popped, boom, now all eyes are on her. So, and then, like you said, there's circumstances with her mother passing and all that stuff building up. But again, she knew the rules. And the rules are what they are. I think now we're in a sense where everybody wants to change the rules to accommodate our nonsense as a society. But that's here in America. Like, what are the rules with weed in other countries? We don't know those rules. But I think also with the Olympics, the imagery of being an Olympic athlete is you're pristine, you're polished, you're above all. Isn't that what the Olympics is supposed to be about?
Yeah, but Michael Phelps was out there toking.
But
he was getting it in.
But Michael Phelps was also suspended.
He was also suspended for a pitcher. He never tested positive. And then, I could be wrong. Someone's going to have to check this for me. But I don't even think they were testing her for weed. I think they were testing her for steroids and all that type of stuff. And they just found it in her test results.
Yeah, I believe that.
So is weed really? And then it could be an argument. If that wasn't what they were looking for, then how can they hold her accountable?
Because it's in the bylaws.
I'm with that, but what I'm saying, like, that's an argument someone's going to use. It's like, well, they weren't even looking for it. So, but again, the rules are the rules. You know, you're not supposed to have any drugs of any kind.
Yeah, my beef is with the rules. My beef is with the rules. Everybody knows it's 2021. Weed is not enhancing any type of athletic abilities you have.
But
like, it's really no but to it.
Are you sure? No, what I'm saying it goes to your, like I said, the Olympics is supposed to be the maximum person.
I hear what you're saying. Now hear what I'm saying. Do they test those same people for alcohol? Because everyone knows it's documented. Alcohol is way worse than weed when you're talking about what it does to your body, addiction. It's way worse. So the world needs to wake up. that's the bottom line. That's what I'm upset about.
To that devil's salad.
Yeah.
Was it chopped salad? Oh.
Devil's lettuce, baby.
Devil's lettuce.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's like when you looked at the NFL. They finally woke up and said, okay, we hear you. The Players Association was complaining for years. They're smoking weed. They got pains in their knees. The pains in their joints. Okay, you rather me go out and get some opioids, some shit that I could get addicted to, and a majority of people are getting addicted to. But now they're out there with a true drug problem.
But the truth about the NFL, though, is I've spoken to a lot of NFL players that they really only got tested one time. So, and you know when the tests are. So
no, we know. We but, know but, they but, try but, and keep but, you playing.
But what I'm saying is,
but they shouldn't test for it. They shouldn't. It's okay for you to take opioids, but not marijuana, which is natural.
But can't you just go to GNC and get a drink and just get you right?
But then that shit's got... Whoa, you mean to pass the test?
Yeah.
There's different ways of passing tests. There's different ways of passing tests.
I'm just saying.
That still avoids the problem that I'm talking about.
Did she slip on that?
When the problem is, Steve, that they need to cut it out.
Agreed.
They just need to cut it out. It's not... let's figure out a way to beat the system.
But here,
change the fucking system.
But here's the thing. But here's the thing you gotta think though. If you own something or you're in control of something, it's your rules or you either abide by my rules or you don't do it at all.
But so, who's telling these same people you can't have a drink when you get home?
It doesn't matter.
You can't have an alcohol. You can't have a cigarette. Something that you can get physically addicted to.
It doesn't matter. It's their event.
It does matter because they can't tell you can't go home and smoke a cigarette. You can't go home and have a Newport.
I tell you, you can't smoke no cigarettes.
You do. You do.
You should.
But I'm saying, as an organization, if I'm a conglomerate, I can't tell you. No matter what my rules are, I can't make that a rule, right?
But if you're going to be a part of my conglomerate and do it and be in my event, then you got to abide by these laws.
Yes.
And they don't have to change it because the world changes.
No, I'm not saying that they have to change it. I'm saying they should change it.
Oh, well, that's not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen eventually.
It's going to happen because everything that you're saying is not... All right, you're saying it's not going to happen.
It should
happen. But 10, 15 years ago, when I started smoking weed, everybody said... It's not going to be legal. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Now what do we have, 18 states? 18 states where it's legal. I didn't think I'd see it in my lifetime.
But
18 states, it's legal. You know what I'm saying? It is going to happen, Steve.
But that's here in America. Like I said, overall.
It's not just America. In Amsterdam, it's totally legal. In other countries, it's 30 countries in the U.S. I mean, in the world, where it's totally legal.
But all those countries stink at sports, though.
All right.
that's just because they're not American and they didn't breed slaves.
But
Okay.
Well, they're native stink, it doesn't matter if they're in there.
I didn't want to leave it on that note, but we got to get out of here. We'll be right back after a quick break. Just slaves? And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick Ass Threes. That last segment ended. It was a heated conversation, but I think there was some good information for you guys to take from that. We're going to keep it pushing forward with a topic that I don't think is going to be such a heated debate. We got the NBA Finals coming up, and I wish Coach Terry was here because he would have some very in-depth insight into this. But who you guys got? We have Milwaukee Bucks versus the Phoenix Suns. I'm pulling for Phoenix just because I'm Arizona Cardinals fan, so I'm going to win me a ring. I got me a ring coming my way, so that's a personal problem between you. Steve, your team is Philadelphia. They suck, and your team is who?
The Lakers.
Lakers.
I go where LeBron goes.
You go where LeBron goes. Okay, I might be the only one that wins a ring on this panel this year. Steve, who you got?
I got the Suns. I just think that they play a much better brand of basketball that I like. Chris Paul controls everything. He's been playing at an all-time high right now. He takes over the game, and they're balanced. Like they're a well-constructed team. They have everything that you would need to win championship. They got guys that can get to the basket, guys that can shoot. DeAndre Ayton is a beast underneath. He's so much better than than people expected, being the number one pick.
I didn't think he was going to play well at all. He's been playing very well.
You know what I mean? He can actually shoot from the foul line and in. So he's got a great matchup against Lopez, who was slow. Everybody's hyping Drew Holiday because he had a good game, but Drew Holiday and Middleton, they're up and down. Plus Giannis isn't playing. We don't know when he's coming back. And then the one thing that the Suns do that I just love as a basketball coach and to see is they always make the extra pass. Sometimes I wish they wouldn't make the extra pass to Jay Crowder, because when he shoots, he reminds me of Marlon Wayans from Above the Rim. Remember when he came in the gym with the outfit on, he's putting the collar on? Man, I hate to see him shoot, but
and Crowder pulls that.
He's been making some shots.
He hasn't, but it just looks like he shoots it to just.
And does he consider himself a 3-point shooter? Does he consider himself a specialist?
I think he considers himself a 3-and-D.
He's not. I've never seen him make one.
If you shoot 35%, if you can shoot 35% and lock up, play some good D.
He shoots 35% from the three?
I believe he does.
Yeah, something like that.
Wait a minute, isn't that like Steph numbers?
Nah,
like Steph's 40, in the 40s.
40s easy.
Is he?
Yeah.
But I don't think I've seen Crowder make a shot.
He hit a lot during the last series.
I give him credit. The last two games, he's made a lot of shots. But like good I said, they're just well balanced. They come off the bench with Cameron Payne and the boy from Carolina.
He's the one that's been surprising me, Cameron Payne. Yeah. Like I thought he would have been out of the league by now.
Yeah,
and he has definitely like solidified a spot for the next 5-6 years.
Yeah, he's gonna get paid and do well. But like I said, they got Sarge to come off the bench to back up.
I read an article that said Cameron Payne, his first practice, his first week at Chicago, I think it was. Yeah.
Said he couldn't play.
They said he no way this guy can play in the league. No way.
Well, somebody drafted him, so that's their fault.
So
I got the Suns. I got the Suns in. I give them six.
Stanley, who you got?
I'm going to go with Steve. Suns in six. I'm a big Chris Paul fan, so I want to see him get it. And with the Giannis situation, him being hurt, not really knowing. I do think Milwaukee has a squad that can definitely win it, but I like Phoenix. I like the way they play. You know, they remind me a little more up-tempo type of ball that we used to see back in the day. And I've been a big Chris Paul fan since the beginning. I mean, my buddy coached Chris Paul in high school, and he was actually influential in him going to Wake Forest because my buddy played at Wake Forest. Tim Fuller, who's now part of Overtime Sports. Check it out. Overtime's doing some big things with high school basketball players. They're actually paying high school basketball players to leave high school and take on professional careers.
Do we support that around here?
Why not? They can do it. I mean, they're still making sure these kids get a degree.
Oh, okay.
They're giving them 4 years. You know, they're offering them money to go to college for 4 years and millions of dollars. So same things that Europeans can get in those leagues, they're offering the top players over here in the U.S. But yeah, like I said, I'm just a big Chris Paul fan, and a lot of people I know hate on Chris Paul for whatever reasons. But I think he's one of the top point guards to ever play the game, even though he's never reached the finals. This is his first finals, and that's part of the reason I want him to get it.
So let me jump in. Two things. One, I have to admit that I never thought Chris Paul could even play in the NBA. In college at Wake Forest, me and Stanley talk about this all the time. I just thought he was too small and not skilled enough, which goes to show you I don't know shit. But I'm okay with that. Congratulations, Chris Paul. I'm a fan. Phoenix, rock on. Let's talk about something a little bit more controversial. Steve, you appreciate this.
Always.
Stanley thinks Chris Middleton is going to be the first, D-League, G-League, whatever, non-Division 1, non-Division 2, to, no, wait a minute.
He played Division 1 basketball. Say,
you're talking about the G-League.
Just straight out of the G-League.
Straight out of the G-League to be a Hall of Famer. Steve, what do you think? Hold on.
Here we go, man. Here we go.
You guys couldn't see his face. Ah, oh, I should have taken a picture of that.
I would say this.
Go.
The Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame is taking a turn to be the Hall of Very Good. So, with my standard of the Hall of Fame, I would say absolutely not. But with today's standards,
oh my god,
it's possible.
That's funny.
I would go with it's possible.
Oh man. That's less controversial than I thought it was going to be.
No. I said with today's standards, yes. In my opinion, absolutely not. But possible.
All right, let's move on to that. So we all, I think, who'd you get? You picked Phoenix.
Phoenix.
I got Phoenix. Steve's got Phoenix. We'll have to see what Coach Terry says, but I'm assuming Coach Terry's picking Phoenix as well if Giannis is going to be limited in the championship shares. Let's move on. Let's talk about the commentary. The ladies that are covering the NBA Finals, and this some information that came out over the last week or so about Rachel Nichols. You guys heard about this?
Mm-hmm.
She had the audio that came out. This is a brief snippet of the audio that I'm going to read. It says, "I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. If you need to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your crappy long-time record of diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from a female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You're not going to find it here from me or taking things away from me." Now, I know there's some controversy, but I don't find anything wrong with what Rachel Nichols said.
I'm with you.
If this is just it, she didn't use any slurs or any racial. She just said, I don't.
Well, I think that I've read a little bit more of it. Like, they have more in depth that goes into the actual audio.
Educate me.
There's more to the audio.
Okay.
But she's basically saying that, I guess she was saying that she was up for the head position of the NBA Countdown show.
Yeah.
And that because of all of ESPN's problems with having diversity and having more black people on TV, and at the time I think that's when George Floyd's situation trial and all that stuff was going on.
Okay.
That the ESPN basically she's basically saying that they gave the job to Maria Taylor over her basically because she's black.
But that's not what she said.
That's what she insinuated.
But that's not on her. That's your problem.
No.
But that's everyone else's problem.
No.
That's the problem.
How they interpret it.
Yeah, that's the problem with the America, with the weed and everything else. But I'm sorry, I cut you off.
But continue. What I'm saying, yes, but the person she was saying it to, I guess he's the guy that gets all the commentator stuff, interviews with the NBA players.
Okay.
So that's kind of like she was talking to him to get, to voice, to, you know, say her piece, but she was basically saying that they're pushing her back and promoting Maria simply because she's black, and that's where the problem.
But
lies.
Is she saying it simply because, or she's saying that was a bonus? Because it sounds to me like she totally respects Maria and the job that she can do.
She said, "Congratulations! I wish you nothing but the best."
Like, and it's obvious if you listen to her speak, she is good at her job.
it's like a backhanded compliment. You know what I mean? It's yeah. like it's like.
But then again, that's your interpretation of
it. I don't see it as a backhanded compliment
like,
at all.
It's like if, like, no one just outwardly, for the most part, says totally mean things all the time about someone. They'll disguise it in that manner. But that's basically what she was saying. She's saying she's getting overlooked and they're promoting Maria simply because she's black, and that's where the problem is.
Stanley,
yeah,
you got anything to any
answer? I don't really have it. I think that they're both good at their jobs.
Agreed.
I think that she has a gripe and she aired it,
which I think she has every right to do.
Actually, she didn't air it.
She aired it to someone.
No, not to the public.
No, here's what happened.
Yes, here's what happened. I read the article. She, like, I guess on the ESPN servers, all their conversations are recorded. So when it was recorded, I guess there's a group of whoever who had access to the recordings, and whoever had access to the recordings recorded it and sent it to Maria.
Right.
And that's where all
there was a third party. There was another person who made a copy of it.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, she's
the, but when I say airing, I just mean she was airing it out in general, not to the public.
Right.
But she was speaking to someone
and
about how she felt.
And she was asking for advice from this person on how to go about.
I think she has the right to do that.
And she's also reached out to Maria, which obviously we don't know all the details, but she says she's reached out, called, text, and she hasn't responded as well. So there's that.
Yeah, Maria's in her feelings.
Yeah. Well,
wouldn't you be?
Hey, you got a lot. You've been in the segments real strong lately.
She's in her feelings.
Hey, we're going to let that one go. We'll be right back after this quick break. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to Thick Ass Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton, here with Steve Miles and Stanley Allen. We've had two really good segments. We're going to end it on a lighter note, on some fun notes. Yesterday was July 4th, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
My days get kind of mixed up sometimes. Joey Jaws Chestnut, 76 hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
For, I think, I'm not even sure how many championships he's won at this point. Does anyone know?
I don't know.
He's won a lot. Yeah.
Let's just talk about Joey. I mean,
y'all talk about Joey. I don't want to talk about anybody eating blizzies.
Oh my god! All
right.
He ate 76 hot dogs dipped in water.
Did they test? Did they test them for weed? Because that is a performance-enhancing drug.
Wait a minute. That goes against your point, though. You said it's not a performance-enhancing drug.
In that case, which is not a real sport.
Oh, man.
It's your championship belt.
It's definitely
an
enhancement. I wonder if they tested him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Here's what I want to know about the content.
That's deep.
Are the glizzies cooked?
They cooked dogs.
You gotta have a cooked glizzy.
Why do we call them glizzies?
They don't have no like brown mark like on the grill.
They boiled dogs.
Oh my god! And then they dip them in water.
And he squeezes them so hard, and he just shoves them in his mouth.
I did not watch
it's
one.
So
second
disgusting to watch.
I did not watch it either. But there was probably 10,000 people out there.
I watch it every year.
Oh my god!
And every year I watch it in such disgust, like that is gross.
Easily 10,000 people outside to watch a grown man shove hot dogs in his mouth.
I have no desire to see that.
And the person that came in second only ate like 48 or something.
He doubled them up.
Oh my god!
He has no competition. Because the Asian dude stopped doing it, didn't he?
How do you feel after? I mean, just think about eating two dogs with all your toppings on them. You know what I'm talking about?
That's your problem, though.
I know, but even if just two dogs.
You put all your toppings on them.
Listen, I love me a street dog late night. Hey, ain't nothing better than
eating 76 of anything.
Listen, I cannot
eat 76 Reese's.
Hold on, Stanley. I could. Reese's cut. Well, that's leading to my next point. But I totally could be in a competition if it's 2 o'clock after the club. And I've had some drinks because I eat a mean street dog with onion, steak. I put slaw on it, chili.
Cornelius tell the dude, just give me everything.
Hey, listen, to my next point. Is there a competition the four of us, including obviously Coach Terry, could have? An eating competition or a drinking competition? Is there anything that we could do that we didn't have to shove 76 hot dogs in our faces? Is there?
We have to think about that, buddy. But I'm not eating 76 of anything.
That's what I'm saying. In one sitting,
a pie eating contest.
And I already know if it's a drinking competition, I'm losing to you. Steve might fall asleep. And I don't know. I don't know Coach Terry's the drinking.
But we can't eat no pies because they usually eat blueberry and apples.
Ugh. Yeah, and I got diabetes anyway, so yeah. I don't need to be eating a whole lot of stuff. I mean, I have to take all the metformin.
But they do metformin. But they do have like wing competitions.
We can have a wing competition. Wait a minute, because we black and Bobby white, and he ain't gonna eat all the meat.
Yeah, he ain't get all the meat. All
he ain't gonna eat the meat. Nah. And who's gonna be there to judge? You know what I mean?
Right.
We're gonna have to think about this. We're gonna come up with a competition. We're gonna get somebody to record it, and we're gonna post that. All right, moving on. Last topic. Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson. Before we get to the question or what we're gonna discuss, did you see the fight?
No,
him fighting the boxing guy.
Yeah,
I missed it. But I did see him get knocked out, though. I saw the highlight of him getting knocked down.
Hey, I thought he did pretty well. He threw sharp punches.
He just got caught by a nice right.
He got caught because he was playing around dancing and stuff. That's why he got caught. But anyway, Chad Johnson reportedly left a $1,000 tip at IHOP.
Seen that.
He left $1,000
on... He does that a lot with a note.
He does that a lot. He did it on $33.53. And then he did it at James Harden's Houston restaurant where he left a $1,000 tip. And May, it says he left another $1,000 tip on a $4.28 bill, which is just crazy. But he says he likes to share the love and take care of people that take care of him.
But the best part about that, do you see the notes that he leaves to people?
You could tell us about the other notes, but the one that we're going to discuss real quick is the one he left for this person in Portland. And at the bottom, he wrote, "I beat Damian Lillard 1-on-1 at the YMCA last month, last year," which obviously he did not beat. Well, I guess he could have if he. No, he ain't beating Damian Lillard.
Somebody beat Kyle Lowry. Who was it? Was it Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart, I think, beat. Well, Kyle Lowry's no good.
Yeah.
NBA standards, he's great, but no, he's bad. But anyway, my question is this: like point guards of the same height and ability, Kyrie Irving, Damian Lillard, Stephen Curry, give me two more.
Chris Paul's little.
Chris Paul, give me one more. Likely.
Mike Conley.
Those five, 1-on-1. Who wins?
Chris Paul.
1-on-1?
Dame Lillard.
I go Curry. Shoots better.
I go Kyrie.
Kyrie's
a little bit more creative to the cup.
Maybe.
No?
Playing 1-on-1, it becomes a point in the game when you're like, all right, I ain't shooting no more jump shots. I ain't shooting, like, I'm a lock in.
Who says that?
So then I'm putting my back to the basket.
Who says I ain't shooting more jump shots?
No, I mean, well,
that's my go-to.
It's your go-to. When I play one-on-one, it got to a point where, like, if it got close, all right, I know most guards can't handle my size.
Bully
my strength.
Bully ball.
So I started bully balling. And, you know, it worked.
So who'd you say out of these five would be the best 1-on-1 player?
You might be right with Kyrie.
I think I'd go with Kyrie.
I'd go with Steph. Good handle, can get a shot.
Steph's soft. That's, of no, those five, he's the softest.
He's not soft. You're saying because he's light skinned. That's all it is.
He's not soft.
Could be it. Yeah, he does hate on us light skinned guys.
All right, I think we're going to end on that note. This has been a great show. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. It's been a long time. Missed you guys. So happy to be back in the area. Steve, in the studio. Steve, any last thoughts? Go.
Hey, just continue watching us, continue following us, continue listening. Follow us on social media, and we'll be here more consistently this time.
Stanley Allen.
They got to change these weed rules, man. Like, seriously. Doesn't the Constitution start out with weed the people?
Yeah.
Or is it weed the people?
It's
weed the people? I thought it was weed the people. My bad. I read that wrong all these years.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
All right. Coach Terry, we miss you. Can't wait to have you back. You guys have been listening to Thick Ass Threes. I'm your host, Cornell Felton. Until next time, peace.
Oh, thank you.